Hey, Diggs, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
I have some interesting stuff today, guys. All right, so it's time to break into the news. I know Chad did a great job.
What? You said you have some interesting stuff. I just want to let you know, don't get to the interesting stuff for a few minutes because Jeff's got to get a glass and I got to get a drink.
So mostly focus on the government.
We're talking slow roll.
Yeah,
slow
got roll. It. Okay. Got it. I don't know what slow roll is. That must have been Chad's news last week because this is the real news. I'm back and I'm ready to give it to you. I have so much to share because I have 2 weeks worth of information to catch you up on. First off, we talked about the lady a few weeks ago who got busted in the dental chair for using someone else's care credit. And she was actually arrested while sitting in the dental chair. Well, another really smart criminal got busted again after he posted a selfie. Actually, he didn't post it. He sent a selfie of himself to his co-conspirator in his drug trafficking crime that the government had been sort of tracking him and watching him for quite some time in the UK. He decided to send his co-conspirator a selfie of himself in the dental chair, which gave an identification to his face and his location. He subsequently has now been sentenced to 6 years in jail because he decided to take a selfie in the dental chair. At first, when I saw the story, I wondered if it was one of those social media posts where you say, hey, this case turned out really great. Would you mind if we pose together and we take a selfie at the end? That would be really bad. But no, this guy actually just busted himself. Another interesting story that came out this week is I love how some dentists end up being the ones that are trying to be the game changers, make way for others to have a better experience and better life than what the rest of us are currently experiencing. And so this dentist out of California has now challenged the Supreme Court to take up his case. He has a case over his 401k and the ERISA guidelines, which state have very nebulous terms around where fee transactions can occur and what's an exempt transaction that has a fee and what doesn't. All these other very complicated items that I never understand when I see my statement either, but I'm really honored that someone in our profession has decided to take up this banner. So he's had a splitting decision on whether or not the fees that are being charged were fair and appropriate given the current guidelines. So he's now charged the Supreme Court to pick up the case to provide clarity and an official ruling on when 401k plans can charge for transactions. This all stemmed from the fact that he was charged $20,000+ when he was transferring his plan to another company. The government has been quick at work, per usual, and they came up with a very interesting bill, actually, that just went out today. This is a CMS ruling that adult dental benefits will be included as an essential health benefit moving forward in 2025. So what does that mean? Well, you know, with ACA, the Affordable Care Act that went into effect however many moons ago that was now, that was intended to give healthcare access to all. It is now their intent to bring in dental benefit into the ACA. There are a couple interesting pieces of information within that ruling. It is not law, it's a ruling. The first is that they will expand dental service benefit within that plan. So now individuals who are enrolled in an ACA or exchange plan may have an option to include a dental benefit. I don't think many of us really know what that will look like on the ground level. Will we see those as private care plans when they come in being subsidized by the government? Really no clarity on that yet. And then the second piece actually is to increase the number of providers that they have access to. Now, what does that look like? Again, I have no idea, but there is a pretty significant amount of language focused in on network adequacy, meaning finding more providers within a geographic region so that patients do not have to travel as far to receive dental care services in their community by an in-network provider. So there's more obviously coming forward on this. This is very, very recent as of today when this went out. So we'll have more clarity, and I'm sure this will be evolving over the next 6 to 8 months. All right, the last little gem of information for the week. A statistic was pulled recently to determine who has the most favorable smile in Hollywood. Now, many of you might be thinking it's Tay-Tay because, man, it's all over the news. And there's probably others that you might, maybe it's the titanium new Kanye smile that really has you going, or Post Malone's beautiful gems. But the winner of the most favorable smile in Hollywood now goes to Miley Cyrus. That's right. She averages 69,000 searches a month just on her teeth within the U.S. population. That nudges out Sweet Tay-Tay, who only gets 66,000 searches for her teeth a month. So in case you were wondering who has the sexiest teeth in the U.S., currently, Miley Cyrus is queen of them all. And with that, that's the news.
And that wraps up another podcast for Dentists in the Know. On behalf of Dr. Jennifer Bell, Dr. Chad DePlantis, and myself, remember that we've got a great profession, so let's make it a great day, Dinks.